This is Bobby Long, live at EXT.
But time's short on turning, but the clock's still not working. But she plays my favorite song. This one for the one we've lost. Who knows? And I'm sick of shaking on the money that I'm making. There's not much to go around. That doesn't mean I bring you down. All by it, you don't have to like it. But if you're looking for some truth, you've lost it. Get saved. Take the furthest thing that you can't prove. Ignite it, you're spent. I'll try to make some sense of it all. And she keeps me easy. And the words that I'm speaking goes against my weary head. But I'd rather be alive than dead, you know. And while the earth is turning, keep the fires burning so I can find my way home. To resist that golden throne for lightning. They preach in darkness. But if you're looking for some truth, you've lost it. Get saved. Take the furthest thing that you can prove. Ignite it, you're saved. I'll try to make some sense of it all. On the corner with his iron lung and a low down mood in his head. But I'm sat looking upwards with pain in my heart. But it's better being alive than dead. Oh, now. But if you're looking for some truth, you've lost it. Get saved. You can't prove, ignore it, you're spent. I'll try to make some sense of it all.
We're live at EXT with Bobby Long. Bobby's played us a new song called Maserati. Bobby, thank you for that.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've got a new album.
Yes. Really excited about it. It's a weird time of pure happiness and terror, you know? Yeah, I'm really pleased with it.
Is that sort of what happens to you when you're about to release a record?
It's a mixture of all these different things. Equal amount of excitement about doing the next one, too. To get your songs recorded and in some kind of order and then put on a CD or vinyl. That's the best thing about being a musician, I think. Like having, creating something and it being done and available for you to listen to or people to listen to, that's really wonderful. And the making of it is really where I'm happiest. So also being able to like live within the songs for a while is really exciting. But then at the same time, when you create anything, there's always a slight nervousness.
When you're working on the record, you've been living with these songs yourself for a while. Now you're starting to release them first to the people who are playing on it with you and to your friends who get to hear sort of these first rough mixes and stuff.
Yeah.
As you widen the circle, do you sort of come to a new space of loving these songs?
I think I listen to my songs more than a lot of other writers, whatever, will listen to their stuff. Because I'm trying to find some solace in it. And I feel better knowing I've created something. Good or bad, it makes me feel content knowing that I'm delivering on my end. the song I just played, that song has gone one time been, this is the best song I've ever written, to this is the worst song I've ever written, to someplace in the middle, you know. It's a bizarrely nice time. I like playing stuff to friends too, but I feel like I have some really nice friends, so they're not going to tell me, honestly. You know what I mean?
They're not going to say, don't hurt your feelings.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do. I don't think they would.
We're live at EXT with Bobby Long. Bobby, do you have a name for this record?
Yeah, it's called Sultans. When we started recording it, there was this one song called Sultans, and my friend produced it, a guy called Jack Dawson, who I'd worked with, probably played music with him more than anybody. I actually played at the Egg with him. He played violin with me. He's like 6'7", Jack. He's a really wonderful guy, one of the most talented people I've ever met, and he produced it. And when I gave him the first bunch of songs over, he kind of gravitated to the song called Sultans at first. And it's a bizarre song because it didn't have any guitar on it. It was like a drum loop, and then I just played some weird sticky parts. There was no strumming or anything. It was literally just me laying out parts, and I put ukulele on it too, which is really weird for me because I don't like the ukulele at all. I kind of hate it. I love playing it, but I don't want to hear anybody else playing it. I don't want it in my ear roll, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want my kid playing it. And he really loved it, and that ended up being kind of the weirdest song on the record. So that gave us a template of how far we could go or shouldn't go. Because we're massive Beatles fans, we ended up cutting that song into two parts. And then we made kind of a bookend of the album, Sultans Part 1, Sultans Part 2. And they're kind of similar, obviously inspired by Sgt. Pepper's, but they're both similar, but they have varying slight differences. That kind of gave us a theme to place the album within. Also, just the idea of me and Jack being kind of sultans or kings of our own destiny was quite attractive. And me and him have a really great, lovely, funny friendship, and we both like the idea of being sultans, I guess, too. You know, some kind of slightly royal. It's like a testament to our friendship, I guess.
We're live at EXT with Bobby Long. Bobby's new album called Sultans. We have you play a couple songs?
Yeah.
What would you absolutely like to say about Nautical?
All these songs, there's a theme with the titles. I didn't want to give the songs titles too early on, so that's why they have these like slightly pretentious titles, like Nautical and Materazzi, which is a different spelling to the car. They stuck. But Nautical is a song that I wrote quite early on. I was really thrilled because it's in a major key, which was a big deal for me, and it felt a little bit different. Kind of simple lyric, which I really liked too. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Strong, heading out east, tied to the flow. The hem of your dress can't be alone. Or be alone with you. Be alone with you. I fell from the sky, rose from the ground, screaming out loud. Not making a sound, can't be alone. I'll be at home with you. Be at home with you. Don't go changing. Don't go changing now. Changing now. It's not you, baby. It don't matter now. I can be alone. I'll be alone with you. It had me act strong, heading out west, tied to the floor. My life was a mess. Can't be alone. I'll be at home with you. Don't matter now.
This is Bobby Long, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Set sail for Venice through the Grand Canal, holding on to Rebecca, holding on to hell. I watch things arrive from China, boats and ships galore, bellowing the water, sinking my boat's floor. Her hair hit the wind, tried to play with me, bouncing on my shoulder like the waves caress the sea. And you had always told me that sadness follows me. I set sail for Venice, lonely. Set sail on both our tide. My skin tanning slowly, hers is soft as snow. Walking the canal and wondering, where do the youthful go? Well, I was sinking slowly like the bricks and the stone. How many people live here? How many call it home? Well, she kissed me on my shoulder and let me drink from her cup. We settled on some seating like the heart begs for love. And you had always told me that sadness follows me. So I set sail for Venice, lonely, boastful mornings, vengeful night, scattered pictures. Kisses spill like wine. So I set sail on both our times. I set sail on both our times.
I Set Sail for Venice. We're live at EXT with Bobby Long. The new album called Sultans. Bobby, that song there, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I've been trying to sort of think about these songs as you play them. What might have influenced you to write them, not just lyrically, but musically? They have kind of an older feel to them.
Yeah, I've just been listening to a whole bunch of different songwriters, obviously. As I mentioned kind of before, off microphone. A lot of these songs, they're quite built up musically, so I'm still trying to find a pathway to play them just me and the guitar. This song actually is the most stripped back. It's like a finger picking song. It's definitely a little bit psychedelic. It has like bongos and stuff on it that come in halfway, which sounds terrible. For those of you know, I hate a drum circle, and if I'm at a festival and I hear bongos playing or people doing Diablo and chucking, I'm getting me the hell out of here. But it really worked. There's so many different influences. Nothing was really off the table, if you know what I mean.
Bobby, you had a son not too long ago.
Yeah.
Your growing family here. Well, how is this changing you as a musician, as a person, do you think?
I think it's kind of bringing me back to why I love music so much, you know? He's like 1.5 now, and he really loves music, and he loves me playing guitar, and he has like a favorite band. He loves T-Rex. For some reason, that music, when he hears it...
I like him already.
Oh, man, he's great. Like, he's two favorite. This is his favorite.
I like to boogie, jitterbug boogie. I like to boogie.
I do the impression, too, or like...
I was dancing when I was 8.
He loves that. And I feel really connected to that. Like, just for some reason, music just makes sense. And that's brought me back around to how it was for me as a kid. Sometimes doing what you love doing, or doing any kind of job, I'm sure it's the same for you. I think you have a wonderful job and it's so important. But sometimes it's probably a drag, you know? It's tough some days. And having a kid has brought me back down to that kind of that primitive love of music. And you know, I've always loved writing and recording and playing shows. I don't really enjoy the travel side of touring. I love playing to people, but now my favorite thing to do is just to play music at home in front of him, get my laptop out and just look up lyrics of songs that I like playing. And like, his talking is not great. He learned his first word the other day. Can I swear or no? Can I swear online? But it's, he knows the S word. He's picked up somewhere, S-H-I, I won't say the last letter. I just love playing music to him. Me and him, we bond over that. His eyes lighten up and I feel like he becomes a bit more animated and he's able to express himself a little bit, you know, and I am too to him. Obviously, I'm talking to him a lot of the time. He doesn't understand a word I'm saying, you know, so it takes me back to that. Makes me feel happy because even, not that I'm thinking of not doing it, but if I was to stop, if I was to be like, I don't want to do it professionally anymore, I would still have the same love for it that I, you know, I would still have access to it. And that's really great, a great gift.
Yeah. We're live at EXT with Bobby Long. New album coming, it's called Sultans. This song, speaking of Cafe Lena, this song Serpentine, you played there the last time you were there. Do you feel Serpentine has evolved a bit since you played it?
Yeah, definitely. And it really evolved in the recording. It's kind of the heaviest. It's quite 60s in its sound, and it has quite gothic, like dungeon funk. It has it's much darker than it probably was when I played it there. Again, it's upbeat, which was something that we felt was really important with this album. We wanted it to be like a positive thing, you know?
Sure.
Drums, the drums really drive the whole record, so.
We're live at EXT with Bobby Long.
Serpentine, like the rising water, fear for higher seas. In her mind, she's a dime a dozen, trying to set me free. Do is please me. She finds it hard to tell. atones for all of my sin, and I can't do no better. She even lets me dress her. She finds it hard to turn off her feelings, and atones for all of my sin.
So we're getting a special treat here. Bobby Long's live at EXT. He's playing some songs from his new album called Sultans. Bobby, we can't wait for this to come out. We can't wait to hear the whole thing with everybody playing.
Thanks. Yeah, me too.
When you were making this record, as you were recording it, the process of recording it, can you tell me a little bit more about what were you looking to accomplish here?
We had great freedom because usually when I do an album, it's you find a producer to work with, which is really, really integral because it's just me. You know, I don't have, there's no one else. Having a second set of ears or eyes on the record is really important. You know, most importantly, I have to perform on the record. And one day I would love to produce my own thing and do everything. But finding a producer is really important. And then you meet them and then you pretty much go into recording straight away and you record for like 2 weeks. And by the end of the 2 weeks, you feel there's a deep bond there. But me and Jack had a bond anyway, and we decided that we would record it over as long as we wanted to, and we would kind of do one track and then come back to it, or just do one track, finish it, and then the next week, you know, do another track. It just gave us really great freedom and allowed us to listen to it a lot. The most important thing with the record early on, no matter what, how many ideas we had, we wanted it to sound natural. And so I play guitar, and basically what you're hearing is a live recording. The roots of it are. Jack played bass, and then the sound engineer Dave played drums, and then I sang, and we did it in a live room and played it together, which gave us, we're massively inspired by the Beatles and all their recordings. And me and Jack were really big Beatles geeks and would always pre this talk about the different recording techniques and the natural sounding of the nature of Beatles records, leaving the mistakes in, capturing a performance. So we were like a little band, and it gave a great solid basis to then take things, and we would add stuff on. Some stuff was recorded in Nashville with different players. Vocals on this record were a big thing for me because I'm quite confident in singing, but I listen to a lot of like John Lennon solo stuff, and it's some of it vocally, it's so raw. He's not trying to, you know, he's hitting all the notes, and obviously that's really important. He's a genius. He wasn't afraid of leaving something in, whereas maybe his voice wasn't sounding perfect, and I wanted to capture that too. So the whole record, even though it's probably technically the most constructed and detailed record I've ever made, the spine is like, it's natural, which I thought was just so important. I wanted it to sound kind of, as without sounding really pretentious, as real as possible. You know, like just like this or at Cafe Lena. That's the best place to listen to music, I think, and that, you know, where potentially things could fall apart. And some of the recordings, literally, it felt like we were hanging on for dear life, but I was driving it, and the drummer, you know, would be listening, not knowing when to stop. It was it was really exciting.
We're live at EXT with Bobby Long. The album we're talking about is Sultans. He's been playing a few songs for us. We've got one last song, the song Love. What would you like to say about Love?
Again, is probably is the rawest song on the record. With singing, I wanted to kind of get out of my comfort zone a little bit and sing higher notes. Again, in my bedroom at home, I probably sing much differently than I do live on stage, especially on tour, because you start getting in the swing of things and you start doing the same things. Your voice, it can feel one-dimensional after a while, especially going on the back of a record. You want to sound like the record. So I wanted to push myself a little bit. I sing kind of the highest notes I've ever sang in this song, which was really difficult to hear some points listening back, because I felt so vulnerable. But also the lyrics, it's kind of probably the most personal song on the record, you know, like begging someone for, you know, why aren't you showing me more love, you know, basically, like, why are you holding this in? Like, I don't understand that. Because I generally, if I love somebody, I really love them, you know, my friends, I'm constantly kissing my kid, you know, I can't help myself if I have that bond with somebody. And the song is not about my wife or any, you know, it's a a song about another personal relationship. I just don't understand. I just want to throttle. Come on, just open up. Like, you know, you only get one shot at this. You don't want to feel regret and not showing someone that you care or you love. So.
All right, we're with Bobby Long, live at EXT, the new album called Sultans. Bobby, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. And again, thanks for all your support. Couldn't do it without you, you know.
No problem.
So much love to give, you keep it all locked in here, like you did when you were a kid. You screwed the lid. Why do what you did? Try to break out of the spin and re-begin. With so much love to give, with so much love to give, keep the feelings down. You don't need them anyhow. Another face in the crowd, standing tall and proud. But why do what you do when I'm here in front of you? I'm calling out for your love with blood.
This is Bobby Long. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.